My name is Susan. I'm calling from MERP, which is an online magazine out of Portland, Oregon. And so we just have a few questions for you. The new Ministry album is called Americant. And I wanted to ask you, can I say Americant or do I have to emphasize the K's?
I think it's pretty self-evident what the K's are supposed to stand for. So I think just saying Americant is sufficient.
I think that you're currently active with Ministry, Fear Factory, and a band that is your own with Dino, is Assassino?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I missing any?
Well, that I'm currently active with, no. I'm not even currently active with Fear Factory right now. The band itself isn't currently active. So, they're on an extended break, I guess. Which is why Burton from Fear Factory is out on this tour with us.
Right. Okay. Currently, so with Ministry, you're on tour supporting Americant, and you kind of have an all-star cast supporting Al Jorgensen. You're 3 dates in, and I think tonight you've got Sacramento?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday we'll see you here in Portland. How does that feel to play with such an amazing cast of musicians?
Well, it's cool. Like, not only are they really awesome musicians, they also just happen to be a pretty good friend of mine, you know? So it's really cool to get to hang out with your friends all day, you know, and then at night you get to play with some awesome musicians too, you know, so it's a lot of fun.
Right. And it seems, you know, it seems like a strange pairing with like a member of NWA and a member of Beck, but it all works. You have joined and left Ministry a few times. I know sometimes it wasn't necessarily that you left, but it was they were on a break or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, I think it was 2016, there was a suggestion that Ministry, it's been a couple of times that Ministry's done, you know, not going to continue anymore, no more releases, no more shows. What do you think it is about Ministry that keeps it going?
Well, I mean, you know, Al has his, like any job, I guess, it can wear on you. So when after you've been out on the road for, you know, one set of time, you're like, that's it, I'm done, I don't want to do this anymore, you know, and then... I know I experienced it myself when, you know, I tour for after about 6 weeks. I'm like, all right, when the hell are we going home? And then, you know, I sit at home for over a month and I'm like, okay, when are we going back out on tour? So
right.
It's like, you know, it's always feast or famine, you know?
It is an interesting lifestyle for sure.
Yeah.
Ministry started in the 80s. I'm of that age, too, so I was around when they started. And I think the first show was with the Flock of Seagulls and Culture Club. So I want to get your opinion on why do you think Ministry remained relevant when, you know, some of the others kind of became a novelty?
Well, I mean, just by listening to their catalog, I mean, they evolved and they changed into different things, you know, so they never stagnated. In the just one sound, you know, they always tried different things, you know. And for me personally, I didn't get into the Ministry until Mine's a Terrible Thing to Taste. And, you know, that record is vastly different from, you know, the Work for Love era stuff, you know.
Right. So currently, like I said, you turn on Americant. It was released this year, earlier this month, if I recall. There is a song called Antifa. With the KKK reference and a song called Antifa, do you guys have problems with groups who judge solely, you know, based on the name? Do you have problems with Antifa and things like that?
I haven't noticed any problems. Yeah, I mean, we're still early in the tour, and so anything's possible. But, you know, so far I haven't seen or heard anything.
So obviously through the years, Al's, you know, sort of rage regarding the state of our world hasn't really, it's probably increased more than decreased, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, just a bit.
Especially in the last couple of years, I imagine.
Yeah.
Over half the songs on the new album are 5 minutes or longer, and there's one little gem called TV5/4 that's only 49 seconds. That song is crazy. Can you talk about what that song really is about and why it's so short and why it's so frantic?
Well, it's a continuation of I guess, a theme that he started, I believe it was on the Psalm 69 record. There were TV songs, and there's three other ones. The previous ones have been a little longer, but it's basically the same kind of theme of just, you know, frantic buzzsaw guitars and drums and it cut with splices of current world events.
Right. It's, yeah, I listened last night quite a few times with headphones trying to make it out, you know, and decipher it. With Americant being nine tracks of like a continual piece of music, is it hard to break it up? Because I imagine in your live set you take some old and some new. Does it take away from the new album if you don't play it in its entirety?
No, I don't think so. You know, the four songs that we are playing live on the tour, they seem to be going over very well. So, you know, I think, and, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to a ministry concert before, but there's a video, a visual element that plays behind the band. So, you know, in conjunction with the song and the lyrics, you get all this video stuff. So, you know, you get the message.
Good. You know, surprisingly, I've never seen Ministry. I see almost every band that comes through town, and I don't know how I've missed Ministry every single time. I have the albums, but I've never seen. It'll be my first live, so that's kind of cool.
You're in for a treat. Yeah, it's a good set, and a lot of cool stuff on stage, you know, creating a pretty interesting ambiance. You know?
Awesome. I'll be right up front. What's your favorite track on the new release?
On the new release? It's a tie between Antifa and We're Tired of It. Both are really, really cool energy songs, but like different vibes, you know?
What's your favorite Ministry album?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know. I think that might be another tie between the Psalm 69 record and Filthy.
Okay, I love that one.
Yeah.
You also, if you're not active in Fear Factory, this question is not as relevant, but is it difficult to juggle? I mean, because you've been in some amazing bands. You played for, you know, Fear Factory and Prom and Ministry and Static X and all that. Is it hard to have all that vast amount of music in your mind and then go out and play and know which band, which style you're playing?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it's just you get in a kind of a – I don't even think it's a conscious thing, you know, like each organization is so different, you know, that when you get into that situation, you just kind of fall into it. And, you know, once you start jamming the songs, it just becomes like riding a bicycle, you know, it's just like muscle. The real work is actually learning the songs, and that happens back home. You know, I sit in front of my computer and for like a week and a half and just learn the songs. So once I got the songs burned into my head, then, you know, and I get into the actual playing with the band situation, then it's just pretty much muscle memory.
I know there's been a couple of, you know, significant losses in the band. Do those people still have a place in the band? Are they remembered? Are they not forgotten?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. They become all the time. Last night we were all hanging out. We had the day off here in Sacramento, and a few of us went out to dinner, and the guys were discussing an incident that happened on, I think it was the 2015 tour, which I wasn't a part of, but they were telling me about a story that involved Mike Scoscia. You know, and he comes up all the time. Paul Raven comes up all the time. You know, so, yeah, they're never forgotten.
I know that in 2016, when Al was like, nope, Ministry's over, you know, because Mike was so important to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's understandable. There's a point where you're like, I need to grieve, leave me alone. Does social media and all of that, does it ever get overwhelming?
It can, if you let it get to you. I mean, you know, the good thing about social media is you can just turn off the phone and turn off the computer, you know. You don't have to deal with it.
That's true. It has been a pleasure. I wanted to keep this ministry related, so if there's anything else you want to talk about, we can do it.
Yeah, no, I think we covered everything.
Okay. I'd love to see, you know, sometime when you're active with, I don't know if I can say that right, Assassino.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'd love to talk to you more about that, because I think that's a fascinating project. So.
And, you know, the thing about that, it's a side project, so we only do it whenever we have time, and, you know, both Dino and I have been very busy So it's just now, like, you know, we actually have done two shows this year, which is more shows than we've done in previous years. And we're on track to do actually 5 shows this year, which is mind-boggling.
That's awesome. It's like a lifetime.
Yeah, I know. It's because, like, we hardly ever play, you know. So, like, I think in May we're going to Mexico to do 3 shows. And then there's a few other things in the works right now for later in the year. So, yeah, I'm excited. I love doing this project, you know. This is, it's unfortunate that we do it so rarely, you know. But hopefully, you know, now Dino has some downtime from Fear Factory, we can actually do a third record, you know. It's been over 10 years since the last one. So, yeah, we're way overdue for a record.
That's exciting. I'm sure it's going to be super well received in Mexico, too. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. We do very well out there, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have an excellent show in Sacramento, and safe trip up here, and we'll see you Wednesday. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem.